The summer sun hung low over South DuPont, casting long shadows that danced along the cracked sidewalks, and the air was thick with a scent that was distinctly southern, sweet magnolias blending with the earthy aroma of dust stirred up by children playing. The neighborhood bustled with life, yet beneath the vibrant facade of laughter and chatter lay an unspoken weight, a heaviness that settled on my shoulders and followed me like a persistent shadow. I can still hear the echoes of roosters crowing at dawn, mingling with distant sounds of Miss Laverne's front porch conversations, where adults gathered to share news, gossip, and often opinions on the expectations placed on kids like me. It's as if the very air whispered of judgment and limitations, shaping our lives before we even had a chance to define ourselves. I was just a boy back then, barely navigating the world, but I felt the pressure of the world resting heavily on my small frame every day. Raising my gaze, I would often spot the peeling paint on the old houses lining the streets, each crack and blemish telling a story of struggle. My own family's home was one of those worn but resilient structures. It stood as a testament to my parents' hard work and dreams, a fragile refuge from the outside world that often judged us through a lens tainted by prejudice. It was in the safety of those walls that I learned about love, family, and the bitter taste of reality. With my skin a shade deeper and my features distinct, I was often reminded of the line drawn in the sand by society. "You know how they are," was a common refrain that seeped into my consciousness during school, where I faced the relentless teasing of my peers. "Why can't you just be normal?" they would jeer, their words dripping with malice, aimed not just at me, but at everything I stood for in their eyes.